On today's show, Trump's MPG freeze will lead to fewer electrified cars. Last week it was Tesla. This week the Saudis want to invest in another EV car company. And Robert Wickens survives a wicked accident in IndyCar racing. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. What's going to be the impact of President Trump freezing fuel economy standards? Auto Forecast Solutions has done some forecasting on this and says there will be 400,000 fewer electrified vehicles sold in the U.S. by 2025. It also predicts that foreign automakers will now start making more crossovers in their U.S. plants instead of making passenger cars. And it points out that Trump's higher import tariffs on steel and aluminum have led to GM, Ford, and FCA putting out warnings that their profits will be lower. Despite economic sanctions on the country, the Russian car market is red hot. Sales in July were up 10%, and through the first 7 months of the year, automakers have sold just under 1 million light vehicles, which is a 17% gain. AutoVaz is by far and away the largest OEM in Russia, but we were shocked to see Kia at number two, with a solid lead on the Volkswagen Group. Hyundai is right on the heels of VW, and Renault rounds out the top five largest OEMs in Russia. General Motors has sold off its operations in Europe, stopped manufacturing cars in Australia, Russia, Indonesia, Thailand, and South Africa, and stopped selling cars in India. But now it's increasing production in an unlikely area, Uzbekistan. GM currently makes 10 models in the country, which translates to sales of about 135,500 vehicles. As part of the expansion, the automaker will add a new version of the Chevrolet Tracker, as well as a new generation of the Cobalt. The move could help GM grow awareness in expanding markets like the Middle East and Africa. Robert Wickens is one lucky IndyCar driver. We'll tell you more after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
In racing news over the weekend, Alexander Rossi's Honda-powered car dominated the IndyCar race at Pocono Motor Speedway in Pennsylvania. But the race was marred by a horrific accident when Robert Wickens' car was launched into the catch fence, spinning it violently and flinging the wreckage back onto the track. Wickens is in the hospital with multiple injuries and will probably have to undergo surgery as part of his recovery. In IMSA racing, BMW took its first win with its M8 race car at the Virginia International Speedway in the GT Le Mans category. The twin-turbo V8 survived a race that turned out into something of a crash fest. Another M8 finished third. And we say congratulations to BMW for the win, and also because that is just one sweet-looking car. Electric vehicle startup Lucid Motors could soon get a large financial shot in the arm. Reuters reports the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund is in talks with Lucid that could see it invest more than $1 billion. That could be bad news for Tesla. Elon Musk has said the Saudi fund could help with the finances needed to take Tesla private. But it seems like the Saudis want to keep investing in new areas. It already owns a stake in Tesla, is now going after Lucid, and we would expect it to continue to do more of the same. Coming up next, most people go to auto shows to look at the cars, but sometimes the displays can be just as interesting.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Craig Ehrlich from the company George P. Johnson, which is well known for creating auto show displays. And in the following clip, he discusses that there's a lot more people than you'd expect helping to make the displays.
It depends on all the services that a client might be using relative to an auto show or a conference or whatever the case might be. But there's always a, you know, someone from our strategy team that's involved in setting that strategy. We always have a creative team, which includes 3D designers, 2D designers, art directors, copywriters, all of those. Because, you know, our messaging extends far beyond kind of the floor of the exhibit in the case of auto shows. We have a very deep, knowledgeable base of client service teams that in some cases have been 30-plus years in the industry and in the brands, right? We've seen many regimes at different auto manufacturers, and we stay the constant, and it's a great value to our clients. And then we touch into our teams included engineering to do the drawings and the floor planning and those types of things. We have project managers that are making sure that everything's going through the shop. Recently, in the last 2 years and continuing, we're going through a modernization effort where we're deploying tools one tool we use is called Smartsheet. And it's basically like an Excel spreadsheet on steroids that has accountability across it. And so our project management team uses that to hold everyone accountable, including clients who have visibility and a portal into these sheets and dashboards related to, you know, everything about their project to help, create full transparency for them.
And you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.